Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chaf. As we have a couple of dafim left here to the first parak of Megillah. Remember, we're in Maseches Megillah. We haven't thought about that. I was thinking about that yesterday. It's been a while since Purim and Megillah has come up. We're in the Ein Beins, but a couple more dafim, and then we get to the second parak, which takes us back to Megillah Halachas. Okay, so the last point we made was about the Isurim of Shchut Echutz, and we said that the Isur of Shchut Echutz apply to the time of the Heter Bamas, when I'm allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama, but only certain Karbanos. So if I bring the Karbanos that are not allowed on a Bama Katana, if I bring them, do I violate Shchut Echutz, at least on a minimal level, in terms of a lav and not in terms of Kares? So we said, a raya we brought from the Brisa explained by Rish Lakish, and then the last point we brought out from that Brisa, is that the Karban Pesach that started off as a Karban Pesach but eventually turned into a Shlamim, so then it would have the status of a Shlamim, and therefore it would be Kashim Babama, the case that where it was lost. The Gemara just quotes one other point related to that. We have another example, and it's not so many examples like this, another example of Karbanos that masquerade, so to speak, as another Karban. One carbon that could switch into carbon B. So we just had one of Pesach switching into a Shlamim, because the Pesach Vashari Mos Hashanah has the status of a Shlamim. Pesach was only relevant on Erev Pesach. The rest of the year it's a Shlamim. So what about this case, the Gemara wonders? An Ola that comes from an Asham, right? The second to last line. Ola ba machbas Asham. So meaning what? We know that there are a carbon Asham that we know the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it hasn't come up in a while, there are the five chatos mesos, right, abbreviated by vitimna. Vlad chatos, tamuris chatos, mesa bailav, niskaber ba'acher, and avr shnasa. So that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is those all have to be left to die. And the parallel cases of the asham, is the animals left to graze until it gets a mum, and then you take the money and you buy another carbon with it. So in that case where you have an asham that, let's say the examples are the carbon aid here quotes kagoncha mesu bailov shenita kashan laria, the owner of the asham died, right? So an asham and a chatos are only brought if the owner is alive, right? Because it's balachaper. So if an asham whose owner died, and therefore you wait till it gets a mum, and then you bring with the money that you get, well, what do you bring with the money that you get? So that's a discussion in the Mishnah in Maseches Temura. There are three different shitas. So some say it is brought, according to Rabbi Lazar, use the damim for an olas yachid. Other Tanoim say you use it for the nidvas tzibur. So what's this whole background? What's the Gemara asking here? If you have this animal, it started off as an ola, sorry, it started off as an asham, and then now the owner died, or you lost this animal, you brought another one, and then you find the original one. So this animal now you leave to graze and it turns into an ola. So now, you use the money to buy an ola. So according to the Tanoim that say that you use the money to buy an ola sibur, nidva sibur, that's not what the Gemara is asking here. Because that for sure cannot be brought on a private bama, because that's a carbon sibur. But what about the shita, Rabbi Eliezer, that says that it turns into a Nidvas Yachid. So it's a similar kind of question. Just like we said before, Karban Pesach cannot be brought on a private Bama, but it turns into a Shlamim, it can be brought on a private Bama. So here, an Asham cannot be brought on a private Bama, but it's a carbon that you're Mechuyev to, and it turns into an Olas Yachid. So could you bring that carbon on a private Bama? Just like we just asked the question of this animal that went from Pesach to Shlamim, could you bring it on a private Bama? The Gemara said, yes. So what about this case that you went from an asham to an ola? According to the opinions that it turns into an olas yachid, could you bring that on a private bama? That's the Gemara's question. Ola ba machmas asham al daiti to Rabbi Elazar, majdej kir ba bama. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says that you use the money from the animal that got a mum, use that money to buy a private ola, can that be brought on a private bama? So the Gemara says, well, don't you know it from our Mishnah? Nishmina min adam. So, you know, from our Mishnah said, right, going back to our Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shu Nidav V'Nidav Karba Bama. Anything that there was a neder and a dava, it was can be hooked off on a bama. V'Kol Shu Nidav V'Nidav V'Nidav Karba Bama. If it's a neder and a dava, it can be brought on a bama. And if not, says the Gemara, this animal was not neder nedava, right? It was a carbon asham. So it was an obligatory carbon. It wasn't b'neder nedava, and therefore it was it is not allowed to be brought on a bama. Period. The question that's asked by the Rav Chaim Kadievsky and others, and that is, so what's the difference? Why is this different than the Pesach and the Shlamim? Right? We just said a Pesach turning into a Shlamim. You say, oh, it's like a Shlamim. It can be brought on a private Bama. Masha'ekein, Asham turning into an Ola, it cannot be brought on a private. It was an Asham originally, so it can't be brought. What's the difference between the two? That's the question that's asked by Rav Chaim Kadievsky on the bottom. V'tzorachi and Maishnami Pesach, so the answer you have to say, and I saw this in the name of one of the Achronim also, there's a difference between Asham to Ola and Pesach to Shlamim. Pesach to Shlamim, already when I'm makdish something as I wear on Pesach, it already has a Shlamim element in it. Right away. It's not like it turns into anything. If I'm makdish a Karban Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach. So then, right now, is it a Karban Pesach? Really? No. Is designated that it's going to be a Karban Pesach, but right now if I'm makriv it, it's a shlamim. Right? Karban Pesach doesn't exist. So, by Karban Pesach, you could say that when it turns into the shlamim, it has the status of a shlamim because it really always had the status of a shlamim. Here, by asham turning into an ola, that's, you don't say that. It's an asham. It starts off as an asham. If something happens, then you're going to have to let it, graze and get, use that money that after you sell it to buy an ola. There's a big difference between the two. There's more of a natural, affinity and connection between the Pesach and the Shlamim than the Asham and the Ola. Period. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Eina bar niteres ela benavi. During a time that there's an Isser Bamos, Bizman Hazeh, let's say Bizman Hazeh, or any other time that there was an Isser Bamos, you're not allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama except if a Navi tells you to. Right? If a Navi tells you it's a Shas, Harash Shah, so then you can listen to a Navi and bring a carbon then. My time, what's the source? Yisharmalacha pentala olosecha b'chamaka mashatira. Be careful. Right? Yisharmalacha is always a lashon of olos. I say, do not bring any carbonos wherever you are. B'chamaka mashatira. Kiim b'makom, except b'makom, as the pasuk continues, b'makom, ashiyivcha Hashem b'achat shivatecha, except in the place where Hashem is going to choose. We know the word Yerushalayim does not appear in the Torah. It just says, don't bring the carbon except in the place that Hashem is going to tell you where to bring it. Right? That's Hashem alludes to it, but it does not say where it is. So says the Gemara, Eliyahu makriv b'shas Isra Bamos. And Eliyahu was makriv at the time of Isra Bamos. Right? There's an Isra of Shchut Echutz. You can't bring a carbon anywhere else. And Eliyahu, we know, Bahar Carmel, by when he tried to disprove the Nevi'ei Abal, he went up Carmel. That was in the times of the base of Migdash. Elio lived Bizana Migdash, and he's bringing a carbon. Bahar Carmel. So how could that be? So Amr of Simlai, Devira Amarle. Devira from the word Dibur. The Dibur of Hashem must have told him, Ubidvarcha Asisi. That's the pasuk is in Melachim. They said, in your word, with your word, Asisi, Ubidiburech Asisi. With your words, in your words. That's the Eliyahu Navi, that's the exception to the rule, and that's what's quoted, that's the classic example quoted by, Chazal, to teach me that sometimes a Navi can go against, you know, something in the Torah if there's an Isser, just in case we need, it's a Harash Shah. Interesting discussion, Tosfos, Rambam Malachim, Tosfos in a few places discuss, was Eliyahu Navi mamish told by Hashem to do this? Was he told by Hashem to do this? So that's the it's a discussion. If you look in Yevamos, it's in Yevamos in Sanhedrin. I'll read it from Yevamos on Daf Sadi, because Eliyahu Navi afterwards he said, Hashem, please answer me. Please, if he was told by Hashem to bring the carbon, would he have to like say to Hashem, Aneni, Hashem, Aneni? Right? Hashem told him to bring the carbon. So what? So that's 2 days in Tosfos exactly what was said. If you look in, I'll read it from Yevamos, Daf Sadi, that's the sugya, the Daf Peites, Daf Sadi, that's the sugya in the Bavli about, Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakar Dover Ben HaTorah, only B'Shev Altase, even B'Kum Basay, if it's a Harash Shah. So Tosfos says there, the Gemara says there, can you learn from Eliyahu Navi that Chazal have the power to be oker something? To tell you not to do a mitzvah be kumbasei. So my answer is migdar milso shiny. You can't bring rayas from Eliyahu Navi. So ask the ketosas. Yim tomar shiny hasim shall be a dibroi misnabi lavar. You're bringing a raya from Eliyahu Hanavi that the rabbis in general are allowed to rip out a mitzvah. But Eliyahu Hanavi was told by God, do this. You can bring me a raya that the rabbis could always rip out a mitzvah. Uproot a mitzvah. Sharani asam dafi adibroi emes nabi lavar. Vehechi nigmar mine lavar mishim takanta derabanan shalo api dibur. What kind of havamina is this that we're going to learn from Eliyahu Hanavi to dinim derabanan? The rabbanan have the power to tell you to do an aveira. Right? So venire dekivan. Satosis has an important line which we have to figure out what it means. We know it's an important line. But the, what exactly it, how you understand it is discussed. Dekivan dafi hadibur shari. Mishum Tzorach Shah, once we see that Hashem allows you to uproot a mitzvah temporarily based on a tzivuy, hu adin shalo api adibur. It must be that even shalo api adibur, why? Shaharei Navi Rasher Lachadish Davar Me'ata. Because after all, a Navi can't come up with anything new. So even if Hashem tells him, if it's, there must be a model for that already built into the Torah. So if it works with a tzivuy, it must work even without a tzivuy. Okay, got to work on that answer, but that's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos continues and has a day up that maybe Hashem didn't tell him beferish. If you look in the Gemara in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, also on Daf Pei Tes, that's the a discussion in that case. The idea of a navi being able to right b'shas harashah and the allowance to negate, again, we're used to this b'shev al taseh, don't blow shofar and don't shake a lulav when it falls down on Shabbos. But this chiddush is that even b'kum v'aseh, it's allowed. Right? The Rambam gives the mashal, gives the mashal here, it's in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says, here, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, kishem, gives the beautiful mashal, kishem shaharofe chotech yado arag lo shalzeh, just like the Rambam says, sometimes there has to be an amputation, Rahman al-Islam, in order to save the organism, right? We have to cut off a leg or an arm to save the person. So too, sometimes the Rabbanan or a Navi will tell us to cut off, amputate one mitzvah, for the good of the whole organism. That's the mashal the Rambam gives in Perek Beis, halacha dalet. Halacha dalet hilchas mamre. Okay, there's more there, but if we have time, we'll get back to the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in his Hakdama to Vayikra talks about bamos, and he tries to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. So we'll see if there's time a little bit later to get into that. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bain, the next Ein Bain, right? Says the, I think this is the last Ein Bain. Ein Bain, Shiloh, the Yerushalayim. Shiloh and Yerushalayim, both, the Mishkan and Shiloh, there was both an Isser Bamos at that time, right? You weren't allowed, that wasn't Bama Gadola. That was a real Mishkan. So there was an Isser Bamos at that time. So what's the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim? Elab, Shiloh, Ochlan, Kachem, Kal, Meister, Shani, Bechala, Roeb. By Shiloh, you were allowed to eat, there was no city. Right? So you were allowed to eat Kachay Kalam and Maeser Sheni as long as you could see Shiloh. What exactly in Shiloh do you have to see? Good question. The Mishkan, Shiloh. But Bechala Roah, as long as you can see it, you can eat there. And we know, I've mentioned in the past, whenever this comes up, archaeologically, they found in all the mountains around where they're pretty sure exactly where the Mishkan was in Shiloh. If you look all around the mountains, they found plenty of crushed cheres. All the kalim of earthenware that they had to break because of Nosar, they found tons and tons of cheres in all the mountain ranges around where you could see Shiloh from. And just on the other side of the mountain ranges, from the outside, nothing. Nothing. Because it wasn't Bechal HaRoeh. Only Bechal HaRoeh, that's where it could be seen. So that's this Mishnah here. So Shiloh is Bechal HaRoeh. Ubi Yerushalayim lefenim menachoma. But in Yerushalayim, no. It has to be within the walls. You can only eat Kachi Kalim and Maeser Sheni within the walls of Yerushalayim. Vekan, and by both of them, Kachay Kachim, the higher level Kedusha, the Chatas and the Asham and the Mincha, Kachay Kachim, Nechalon Lefim and Aklam, no, that has to be in within, right, within the Azara in the days of the Mikdash or within the curtains, by Shiloh. Kedusha Shiloh, yeah, that's one difference. About Bechal HaRoeh, even though Kachay Kachim is the same. Kedusha Shiloh Yeshar Rav Heter, Kedusha Shiloh, after Shiloh was destroyed, so then Bamos became Mutter again, right, for the next, 57 years in Nov and Givon, Kedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei heter. But once Hashem rested His presence in Yerushalayim, then there is no heter. The idea of eating b'chol haroeh is a fascinating question. What kind of halacha is that? As long as I could see it, I could eat it here. Is that a din in makom? Like as long as you could see it, so that makom has kedushas shiloh. As long as you could see it, doesn't sound that way. B'chol haroeh. So the Brisker Rav, if you look in Parshas Re'eh, he discussed this. He says no. He said it's just a heter achila. It's not a din of kedushas makom, because why would you b'chol haroeh have the status of a makom? He says im yisora din bazed to kol makom azu b'chol machne Yisrael l'chol davar umishum zehu din echal anshom kachem kalam ma'aser sheni odu din b'fnei atzmo b'achilas kachem kalam ma'aser sheni da'af shehamakom eino b'chol machne Yisrael b'chol makom havi makom achila. Then you cut your column, Ma'aser Sheni, V'nechshav Lifnei Hashem Le'inyin Zeh. It's called Lifnei Hashem, as long as you can see it. Right? Even if you, it's not, it doesn't have the din of the Makom. And he quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim, B'chol Makom Asher Tireh, Aval Ato Ochel, B'chol Makom Asher Taroeh. Imkein, Hu Adib B'fnei Atzmo. He thinks it's the latter. Even though the Makom is not Kadosh, it doesn't have Kedushas Machaneh, but you still have a heter to eat it. Still have a heter to eat it, and he quotes other rayas to that as well. He goes to Tosefta, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, also in Gilgal and Nov and Givon is the halacha of B'chol haroeh. So now obviously there's no din of machane there at all by Abama Gedola. If you say the halacha of B'chol haroeh applies there. So obviously it's just a heter achila, it's not that. And then he says maybe it's even the language of the Mishnah in Megillah. Right, ein bein el shebishila ochlin kachem b'chol haroeh b'shalayim l'fim nachoma harid achalukim heim shila b'shalayim to be dineiam mehadadilin achilas kachem v'im neima the din b'chol haroeh hu daat oso makam nechshav b'shila machne Yisrael. If you say it's called machne Yisrael, then there's really no difference between Yerushalayim and Shilo. This is kedushas Yisrael for this, and this is kedushas Yisrael for that, for Shilo and Yerushalayim. The fact that the Gemara, the Mishnah says there's a chilik. So that's where the Brisker Rav assumes that this is the chilek. Yerushalayim is a din of makom, kedushas makom, and Shiloh is just a din of heter achila. So that's why he understands this our Mishnah. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Bar Marari Shamalem and Ada, where do you see that there's what's the source that once they went in there was still a heter after Shiloh was destroyed, right? There was a heter b'amos because you see Yeshua ben Nun brought a carbon in the days of Gilgal. Az Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach Lashem Elkei Yisrael B'Harevel. Right, he brought a carbon on Harevel. So you see, there's a heter bamas before Shiloh was built. Good. There is a question that Yeshua Ben Nun was mitzuvah by Moshe Rabbeinu to do this. How can you bring this as a raya? Okay. Enli Ela Harevel Shiloh Minayin. How do I know? Fine, by Harevel, I know you could bring a carbon. The bamas are mutter. How do I know after Shiloh? Also, it's mutter to bring karbanas bamos. Vayikach Shmuel tlech chalav echad vayaleh olak al Hashem. When Shmuel brought a karban, and this was after the Aaron was taken. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Kana. And how do you know that Shmuel brought it on a bama katana? How do you know that Shmuel didn't bring it on a bama gedola? Shalosh aveiros hutru b'seyo shel Shmuel. When Shmuel brought that sheep, there were really three things that he was quote unquote violating. Huva oro. He brought the animal unskinned. Right, with the skin he burned it, which is usually don't do that with a carbon. Mechuser zman, and he brought him mechuser zman. It wasn't old enough. V'levi, because it says chalav echad, right? It was still a suckling, right? V'levi ayah, and Shmuel was a levi. He wasn't a kohen, right? So you see from all of those, you see that it was a rule breaker. So all that proves that it was a bama katana at a time of heter bamos. Amar Rabbi Yosi in min hada lesh ramin aklum, right? He says no, if there's no raya from there from Shmuel. Because maybe Shmuel, he did that because he had a special tzivui from Hashem to bring this karban. It wasn't, because it was a heter bamas. Just like the following. Damar Rabbi Abba Barkana. Sheva aviras hudra b'par shel Gidon. When Gidon, Hashem told Gidon to take his father's animals, which were avodah zarah, and bring them as a karban to him, to Hashem. So also, the time of Gidon, the time of the shoftim, right? So that's a time that bamas were, but were that's the time that Hashem gave it sivoy beferish to Gidon. So obviously it was mutter. So we're going to say maybe Meshmol also had the sivoy. Which averis were allowed in the time of Gidon? Avanim sulos, avanim the rocks. Gidon destroyed his father's mizbeach and he used those same rocks, which were half broken, to build his own mizbeach. Va'ati asher, and he chopped down the avodah zarah trees of his father, and he used that as wood for the karbon. Mukse was designated as an avodah zarah. V'nev, and it was actually worshipped. V'layla, and it was nighttime. V'zar, and Gidon was not a kohen or a levi. V'isser bama, and there was a time of isser bama. So you see from all of these that it was a special sibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, don't bring me a raya that from Shmuel, because just like Gidon had a tzivui, so too maybe Shmuel had a tzivui. Good. If it was a time, interesting, just ha'ara. If it was a time of heter bamos, so why do you have to have a special din that zar? He was a zar. If it was time of heter bamos, then you don't need a kohen. So what do you have to have? What do you have to say zar for here? So the Mikdash David, I saw, says that even if Zar is allowed, Bishas Heter Bamos, it could be that Bishas Isser Bamos with a Navi, with a Tzibu Yashem, Lav Dafka, that a Zar would be able to do it. Again, if it's a time of Heter Bamos, I don't need a Kohen. If it's a time of Isser Bamos, but Hashem tells me, you bring a Karban, maybe you still need a Kohen there. Until Hashem tells me that I don't need a Kohen. That's his Zahara, that it, don't say that. Just because Hashem tells you, it becomes like Heter Bamos and everything, because Heter Bamos is going to be Moter. Okay. So what's the source? So man de boy, so if you really, Yishmini Tavus, so says the Gemara, if you really want to bring a Raya, that of the Heter Bamos, meaning after Shiloh, so then it's from the following Pasuk. Menahidur Shmuel Bar Nachman Uchuvasa or Amasa Kisham Beso. By Shmuel Anavi, it says he used to go around and, inspire people, and then he came back to Ramah. Right, Kisham Beso, that was his house. Visham Shavat as Yisrael, but even Shem is Beach Lashem. And he came Baal, and he built him his Beach. So clearly that's by his house, by, in Ramah, and Ramatayim Sofim, and, that's not talking about the Bama Gadola, so you see there's a Heter Bamas. Viksiv, Vayar Matabach as Ashok for Ha'elehel, Vazayasam Levei Shol, when he was going to anoint Shol, he made a big party. So it says there that he told the, Shochet to bring the Shok, the thigh, and the shank, And everything on it, and put it in front of Shaul. Rishua bar Nachman Amar Shaka v'Shofa. It was the shank and the another part of the animal. Rav Yochanan Amar Shaka v'Alya. It was where the tail is. Rav Blazer Amar Chazei v'Shoka. Rav Blazer says it was the Chazei and the Shok that usually goes to a Kohen. Right? Every carbon shlamim, the Chazei and the Shok go to the Kohen. But here, it's not. He's going to take it and give it to, put it on Shaul's plate. Damar Rav Blazer. Chazei v'Shok l'Kohanim b'mama gadola. The Lobayalim Bama Katana. So therefore you see, this is the source that there's a Heter, Bamos after Shiloh was destroyed. Because you see, Shmuel gave Karbanos and he gave it all the time. Doesn't sound like it was a specific tzivui. But he came home and he gave Karbanos. Period. Other differences between a Bama Gadol and a Bama Katana. We just had the halacha of Chazei V'Shok, that a Karban Shlamim, you have to give those parts to a Kohen. That's only by Abama Gadola. Reb Zeor, Bishem Reb Elazar, Or Ha'ola LaKohanim, Abama Gadola, Ulubayim Abama Katana. The hides of a carbon Ola, right, the Kohanim got a lot of leather, right? All the hides went to the Kohanim, right? That's only by Abama Gadola. But by Abama Katana, yeah, the owner could keep the hides. Reb Zeor, Bishem Reb Yirmia. Trumas Toda. The Trumas Toda. We know the Toda comes with 40 loaves. 4 of them go to the Kohen. 36 go to the Bialim. So those 4 only go to the Kohen, have to go to the Kohen by Abama Gadola, Ulaim Abama Katana. It'll be interesting to think about why Dafka these are different. Like what aspect of the Karban is different by Abama Gadola and Abama Katana. Dafka these specific, the Chazi and the Shok, the things that the Kohen gets. Right, that's different. Rabbi Yochanan boy, Halayla Maushi Akashim Abama. What about nighttime? Could you give a Karban at night on Abama Katana, right, Abama Gadola, and the Mikdash obviously only by day? Hasiv, Rebbe Lazar, Vaksiv. Well, doesn't it say? Vayomer Shaul, Putsua, Vamartim, Lemagishu, Eli Shor, Shoro. Right, when Shaul says, go around and tell everybody to bring me their ox, the pasuk continues, Vayikshu, call Ha'am, Ish Shoro, Biyado, Halaila, Vayishku Tusham. It says, Shaul gave Karbanas at night. Viksiv, but the other pasuk says, Vayigidu, Shaul, Valemar, Hine Ha'am, Chotim, Lashem, Lachol, Al Hadam, and that pasuk continues. V'yomer begatem golu elai hayom eved gedola. So there's a pasuk by Shaul that says day, pasuk that says by night. Haketzad halayla lechulin v'yom lemukdashin. So says Rebbe Lazar, right? Nighttime is for chulin, right? Karbanos have to be But Mekdash meaning all karbanos, even by a bama, karbanos have to be only by daytime. Chulin can be shechted at night. Katshamer, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan heard this drasha, this answer to the stira, Omar, Yafelim Duna Rabbi Lazar. Great drasha. He was very excited about that. So it's only by day. Even by a bama katana, karbanos are only by day. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Eloi, Kasev Echad Omer Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh. The one pasuk says that Hashem neglected and left Mishkan Shiloh, the continuation of that pasuk, Ohel Shichein Ba'adam. Shiloh was called an Ohel. The Kasev Echad Acher Omer Vativyeu Beis Hashem Shiloh. Was Shiloh called a tent or a house? One pasuk calls it a tent, another pasuk calls it a house. Haketzad, it's somewhere in the middle. Shiloh is fascinating. The Beis HaMikdash was built of all stone. The Mishkan was all wood and curtains. Shiloh was stone and curtains in the middle. Bayish alavanim milamatan, v'yirios milamalan, v'hi aysa menucha. Right, it was somewhere in the middle between the two. And this is Rav Soloveitchik writes about this in his Sefer on Tisha B'Av, where he talks about the destruction of the Mishkan. Again, I'll just read you some of it. The Mishkan had no walls. It had yerios, curtains, as a substitute for a roof and walls. The same was true in Gilgal. Shiloh was different. Although its structure, too, had yerios for the roof, Shiloh had walls made of stone, which protected it from the elements. The Gemara says that some verses call the Beis HaMikdash an Oel, and some call it a Bayis. Okay, Shiloh was both an Oel and a Bayis, as we just saw. Because it had complete permanent walls as its structure, it was called a Bayis. A house is permanent. It does not change. But since the top was covered with yerios, it was tent-like, impermanent, and therefore it was also called Ohel. Shiloh's Beis HaMikdash differed from the original Mishkan in that, unlike the first one, it also had the features of a house. Shiloh was half house, half tent, and as such is called Ohel and Bayit. Together, this was the Beis HaMikdash of Shiloh. They have to study the Talmudic passages in Perek HaShochet VaHamala, the 13th chapter of Zachim, in order to come to this conclusion. Okay, and he continues and he goes into it. But Shiloh was somewhere in the middle. It was more than Mishkan in the Midbar, but it wasn't Beis HaMikdash. So it's there's what to talk about. Amr Ebza Orel, Ubilvad Asar Tvachim Ebinyan Abayis, but the walls, or at least 10 Tvachim high, like the Beis HaMikdash. The walls. Says the Gemara, 10 Tvachim, that's it. Just like the Oel Moed in the Midbar, the curtains on top were horizontal, flat across, so too in Shiloh. What's that? If Shiloh was only 10 tefachim high, there were kalim that were taller than that. So how could it be the curtains stretched out across? How would that be possible? Right, the Carbonada says, V'zeh Iyef Shalomar, Sher Mizbeach Ha'ola Gavo Shalosh Amos. The Mizbeach Ha'ola was three amos tall. V'hu Ayah Besoch HaMishkan, Shiloh was in the Mishkan. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Krasav, Karashav, Bericha, Va'amudav, Va'adanav. Right, what does that mean? Says the Karban Eidah, Kol HaKrashim Shal Oel Moed, Hayu Omdim Al Asar HaTvachim Shal Binyan. No, you had the 10 Tvachim of stone, and then the boards were on top of that to make the walls even higher. Right, it doesn't mean that it was just 10 Tvachim high. The 10 Tvachim of stone, and then above that were board, so it was higher. V'ayu akrasim nirin mitocho k'chachavim berakia. The Brisa just adds that the krasim also, from inside, it had certain designs that it looked like stars. Period. Rabbi Chiya Rabba Amar Rabbi Shimon Barabi, ani shamati mi'avicha, I heard from your father, shekal chofo shahayu lo hayu ela b'toch chelko shal binyamim. I heard that all the places where Hashem rested his presence, chofe kol hayom, all the places Hashem rested his presence were always in Shevet Binyamin. Always in Shevet Binyamin. Meaning, what's he talking about? Beis HaMikdash, Shiloh, Nov and Givon wasn't really resting the presence. So Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash, they were all in Binyamin. That's what Rabbi Chiya Rabba says to Rabbi Shimon Berebi, meaning about what Rebbe said, my time, because the Pasuk says, Ubenk Teifav Shachain, by Binyamin. Says the Gemara, but it says in the Pasuk that Shiloh was in Yosef, not in Binyamin. V'aksev Ayimas Ba'ohel Yosef, Ubeshevet Ephraim Lo Bachar. So the Pasuk says that Shiloh was in Yosef, not in Binyamin. Answer, no. I'll bring you a raya from a different context. Vayivchar es Shevet Yehuda. The Pasuk says that Hashem chose Shevet Yehuda for the Beis HaMikdash. Was the Beis HaMikdash only in Yehuda? V'chibi Yehuda bachar? No. We know Chazal tell us that the Beis HaMikdash was split, Yehuda and Binyamin. So Ella, Bechira. So we compare the two. It says Bechira by Yehuda. It says Bechira by Yosef, so it must be they're both joint. My bechira shenemar lahalon binyamin bichlal, just like over there, the bechira by the Beis HaMikdash Binyamin is included with Yehuda. So to here, Binyamin Bechlal. So Binyamin is with Yosef. So it was both together, right? Just like the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel that even the Mizbeach, the border between Yehuda and Binyamin went right through the Beis HaMikdash. The entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. That's why the east and the south side didn't have a Yesod, a base, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin, and that was right where the border of Yehuda was. So just like the Beis HaMikdash was in both, so too, the Gemara says here, Shiloh was also in both Yosef and Binyamin. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Ritzon Shochni Sneh, the pasuk by Yosef, Kodshim Hamaritzin Karbanos that are Meratzeh, that means they bring kapara, meaning Chatas and Asham, Nechalim Bechalkosha Yosef. That they're eaten in the chelik of Yosef. Right? Sneh refers to the karbanos that are brought to Hashem, who was Shochain in the Sneh. So karbanos were brought in the a chelik of Yosef, so Yosef was also part of it. Amar Rav Duma Ditziporin, Kirosh Torah Yenichnas Mitochelcha Shal Yosef Tochelcha Shal Binyamin. Maybe there was a point. It was a point that Yosef's chelik, remember we had Rosh Torah in Kilayim, where you have a pointy field next to another field. So it went from the Yosef into Binyamin. Rav Mizbeach Nasan Olam, that's exactly where the Mizbeach was. Right, and that's why it says, Rosh Shal Chnisneh, my time out, Vanasav Agvul HaMizracha Ta'anas Shiloh. The Gvul went to the Ta'ana. Ta'ana, what is the Ta'ana of Shiloh? Ad iskufa de Shiloh, the groaning of Shiloh. Chazal tell us that Binyamin cried and said, I always want a chelek in the Mikarbanos. And that's why he got a piece in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he got a piece in Shiloh as well. One more line, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yavo, B'shem, Rabbi Yosef, Rechadina, Uritzon Shochni Sneh, Shesharas Shechina B'San'ov Shel Yosef. The Shechina rested and served in the San'ov, like the ones that hated Yosef. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explained, in Shiloh, it could be Bechal HaRoeh, which means maybe even other Shvatim that, quote-unquote, hated Yosef because they sold Yosef, by Mechiras Yosef. So even other Shvatim have a connection to Shiloh because you could go in Bechal HaRoeh. Okay, we'll stop there by Rabbi Lazar. So we'll continue next time with the last full daf here in the first parak.